This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it's me and the robot, the Svedka robot. And we're at the FARC camp, like the Colombian Rebels camp. We're about to do a raid on this barracks. It's like army barracks. And we're kind of like going through the fort, you know, we like split up, we're going through the jungle, and we get to this camp and they know we're coming.
What?
Yeah. And so somebody has,
huh?
I think it might've been Seton Smith, cause Seton Smith was there too. And I think it's possible that Seton,
Hayes
alerted them that, yeah, what?
What? Hang on.
It doesn't sound like you are responding to what I'm saying.
Sam, can I not listen to earbuds inside my headphones while we do this?
No, you're going to want to listen to what? Hayes's feed.
Just the one set of headphones?
Because
I have much smaller headphones that I have in a lot.
What are those playing?
They're playing just a cool tune. Do you know this band? It's new. Yeah, it's kind of dub-inspired. The Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're so freaking rebellious. But it's like some of it I would get in trouble if my dad knew I listened to it, which is why I don't put it through my big speaker in my basement apartment, which is very nice. I do put it through my little headphones. But I didn't realize – I thought I could just be listening to music and then we'll do the show because they fit inside my
phones. Well, normally that has worked very well for you. I don't know why today suddenly
– it might be just that the Stones, who I just found out about, are rocking
so much. That kind of music is distracting for you.
Yeah.
In a way that the dub that you normally listen to –
well, I used to listen to more Count Basie. Like that was sort of my thing for a long time, was the old big band sort of.
Yeah.
And I was really into that and the brass, you know, the McNasty brass band.
Well, what do you want to do?
Oh, well, I'm in a tough situation. I certainly don't want to stop rocking. I don't want to give in to what my dad would want and just stop listening to the Stones, man.
And he never liked you listening to Count Basie either.
No, that was a big, big fight. Woo, what a mighty punch I caught. So I don't want that, but I want to be able to do the show with you, and it seems like you were making faces like you were telling a good story. Seton Smith or something.
Oh, you heard that.
Oh, well, I read lips, but sometimes your lips were behind the mic, and I'd miss something.
Do you want me to start over?
No, I don't want that. Sam, do you have a suggestion?
Try half. Put
one
left bud
in. One bud in.
Backwards for dub.
Oh, yeah, dub. Dub Charney. I don't know. I have a joke, actually, that I came up with. You know, I'm talking about listening to music, so maybe ask me what's my favorite album?
Good context.
Maybe ask me my favorite album.
Okay. So let's go back to the do another setup of like you and listening to the earbuds and how much.
I just got my earbuds in. I'm rocking out. You know me. I love music.
Oh yeah. So speaking of music, what's your favorite album to listen to?
Just say what's your favorite album.
Not to listen to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm rocking out to this, you know, these headphones, like, and I just, you know me, I really love music.
Oh, what's your favorite album?
Probably Tuesdays with Morrie.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz. People are doing these things that are so good online. We got to do this.
I was looking at this the other day. So you go on the computer. Somebody's showing me this.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's walking down the street with a laptop. He says, check this out. Shows it to me.
Get off of my cloud.
It's people eating. Stop. No more. It's people eating these peppers.
Oh, yes. The pepper eating is so fun. And they can't even explain how hot it is because their mouth's full of the
heat.
They
say, I hope I don't get too hot for these peppers. Mm-hmm. But they get so hot. The peppers are so hot.
Oh,
spicy.
Yeah.
Sam, I just said no more of this. So, are you doing that?
Yes.
But you don't even have any controls.
My bud's backwards. My bud's backwards.
Oh, so you turned your bud so it's
I
going
thought
into
I'll hear
the,
him better if yeah. I have it facing away from my ear.
And I have this. Okay. And I think what's also happening now is you're playing it so well. Well, now that it's in your ear, sometimes when your mouth is open, you're playing.
It comes out of my mouth. And so I do have to sort of talk with my lips real tight and sort of my don't move my jaw like Nick the Bachelor. That sounds really hard. Oh, that must have been intense for you.
So where was I? I was talking about the peppers.
Yeah, and the, how hot they can
People
be.
People eat these peppers and they're
Whoa,
so hot.
Careful.
So we thought, would it be exciting for us to eat, so we have, close your mouth.
Sorry.
We have some of these peppers here.
Sorry, just when you talk about peppers, my mouth starts watering. I got to open it to clear the drool.
We have this pile of peppers.
Yep.
I don't know what to do. How do we do the show with this? We can't do the peppers and the song.
Okay.
We can't eat these peppers and listen to the song.
Okay. I got to pick between the peppers and the song. What if I listened to Red Hot Chili Peppers instead?
See, that would be great.
And then that kind
of
complements
the peppers. Then you have to keep your mouth open just a little bit so we get kind of like bed music.
Yes. It's got to be kind of quiet. Okay, and then I have to close it, I guess, like every 15 seconds so we don't have to pay for the music.
That's nice. It's not the spiciest song, but this will be fine.
But this is just the intro.
So we're going to eat these peppers, and then we'll see if they're hot, and we'll talk about how hot
they
are.
We'll say if they're hot, and we're really eating them.
Yes, and so we have this whole pile of peppers, and let's get the not hottest one, but is still very hot. We'll start with one that's like only a little bit hot.
Yeah, let's just do a nice light one. And this one's almost like a sweet pepper, and it's not that hot.
Okay. You want to take the first bite, or we'll take a bite at the same
time? And Sam, we need you to make a crunch sound for us, because obviously we're not going to actually eat these. We're like crazy.
We should stop this down a little bit, because we are not going to be eating these peppers, because they're too hot.
Yeah, and we've seen the people online. Their faces look like they're really uncomfortable when they eat the peppers.
So we can either put in a crunch sound later.
You can make one?
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, you have
can you crunch the pepper? Can you just start chomping on it?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Can you do that again? How? Oh.
Yo, yes, that was my. Me. And whoa. Ah, woo, God.
Ah, my mouth.
My nose. It's stingy. It's numb.
It's hurting me.
Now it's not numb anymore. It hurts. Oh, wow. Bzzz.
What was that?
That was like almost a bee like coming to life inside my mouth is what it feels like. A wasp attacked my buds, taste buds, taste dubs. So that was good.
And can you go through this later, Sam, and just like pull out anything? If anything, the thing to do might be to eat one of these peppers later and then decide if what we're doing sounds
matches
like
up.
Yeah.
It seems right. Because what was the name of that pepper? It was just like a freaking banana pepper.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this is nice.
I kind of ran out. I didn't have that many songs downloaded from the peppers. But this could be good, huh?
Okay, do we want to...
This is me.
Okay, so let's
let's
just bake. Let's bank a lot of these peppers at once.
Uh huh.
So yes, just get a lot let's of pepper crunches, Sam. Thank you.
Whoa, crazy! Oh no, that's not that hot. Yeah, I spoke too soon. It sneaks up on you.
Okay, now do like do one that is a little hotter than that one.
But okay, yeah.
How?
And now, Hayes, you react to the pepper.
Okay. I already said it was hot.
We need some of you being like, I know, but I thought I knew what hot was, and now this is crazy.
Yeah, okay. That one before was hot, but this one is even more.
Yeah, or maybe even like, so my idea is almost like that one before wasn't hot. I just found out when I found out what hot really was. Oh,
okay,
that's right.
Okay. I used to think that pepper was hot. Don't talk over it. I used to think that pepper I ate was hot, but now I think this pepper is hot. Ow! Okay, now finish your thought.
Tell me, so you know Unusual Suspects, when he's telling the story of Kaiser Sose, and he goes, one of the stories, the one I believe, and then he tells the whole story about him basically killing his own family in front of these criminals, and he goes, and he showed these men of will.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, hang on. Anyway, he showed these men of will what true will really was or something. And it's basically like, you know, this pepper's showing you, the man of hot pepper eating, what hot peppers really was.
You know what we should do, Sam, is just take some of the video. Like, if you find some of these videos and take some of the stuff they're saying about the peppers.
Well, I wish we came up with some of the stuff these people say. They're having real pepper reactions.
You want actual pepper noise from the internet? Pepper noise?
Yes, people eating one of these peppers. Hold on. And then we'll say, like, this is me or something. They even smell. I don't even like having these in front of me. They smell so.
They smell too spicy.
Even in their little.
They smell too spicy.
Jacket.
Well, all I really eat is milk and oatmeal.
Yeah.
Lately.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I started watching these pepper challenge things and I got pretty spooked.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's stuff this hot out there?
And milkin' is an adjective. It's oatmeal that you've made milkin'.
Yeah, milk and oatmeal.
And so we say, like, this is us now.
I'm talking. Ooh.
And this is still me.
That's Hayes. Yep, and that's how hot.
Oh, my God.
And you're listening to Hollywood Handbook, and this is Hayes.
And this is Sean, and whoa, speci much? And so, and shut it down. I'm not that much of a pussy.
I know. We don't want to be like.
We don't want to be like cowards. Yeah. We want to be like fun. So what a great pepper challenge we just had. So that was,
what's the name?
It was Peter Piper's Pipe and
That's
Pepper.
Right. Yes.
Popped off pumpy challenge.
That was Peter Piper's pepper?
Pipe and Pepper.
Peter Piper's Pipe and Pepper pumped off poppin' challenge. We have a guest, great guest on the show, Julie.
Yep.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Okay.
Hollywood Handbook.
So it is me and the Svedka robot. We are in the jungle with the FARC rebels. We are doing a midnight raid on the army barracks. They know we are coming because Seton Smith is there as well, and he leaked that this raid was happening. He betrayed us.
Yeah.
And so they have like a mounted flamethrower set up to cut us down. And they start firing on us. And they hit the Svedka robot, but she's full of Svedka.
Yeah.
And so she just, like, lights up.
As I'm hearing this, I didn't need to take my earbuds out for this. You know what I mean? Like,
you asked me to do this again.
No, I know, I'm not forcing this on you. You have asked me. I could have just been listening
and
to
you asked
music.
Me last time to tell you the story.
But my tunes get me in the zone, and I feel like for doing the show, we got like a big guest, and we're doing a show.
But your explanation is not what is important to me. The point is, you asked me to do this. So to put
but
me in this
position.
I assumed
it was going to be a good story.
To put me in this position to tell the story all over again and then tell me that you don't actually need this. Like, this was all your.
But to put me in the production. Position of listening to this story, it's, which is about.
But you like, did that.
Something I don't even know what you're talking about and is stupid and bad.
But why? But this is such a turn.
I'm being from as you nice earlier, as I can about this.
Where you're like. The whole time when we took a snack break and you said, oh, that like, I really wish I had heard that story because like, it, because I do
you
know
looked,
about this stuff and I want
like
to know
more. You
were
telling it like it was good. Ugh. And so I'm going like, does Hayes not know the difference?
It's so rude. It's so rude.
I'm being as nice as I can about
and I know
this.
You're
I'm
doing this for
this
Sam.
In the nicest
I know
way.
You're doing this for Sam. Because
I'm
it
not
was,
showing off for
it was
Sam.
When, yes, you are. Because when it
Why,
was,
Sam, do you think this is cool? Do I look cool when I do this?
It was when Sam was gone that you're saying, oh, I have to hear that story. You have to tell it.
Oh, I don't know.
And
if I
it
said
was when,
it like that, Sam. He's exaggerating.
So rude.
You know, I'm going to go.
Okay, and he's really leaving, and he has to.
I think that's I actually think this is for the best.
So go on. What was the
what were the tunes?
The robot
what
exploded.
Were the tunes?
It's a new brand new band. You probably haven't heard of it.
What are they called?
Rolling Stones. So.
The robot is on fire, and the fumes from the Svedka are like people are breathing in the fumes and getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And so it becomes like a party. I don't know. Like
Sam's back.
Hey, what's
no,
up,
this is
Sam?
Actually someone different, Julie.
No. Hi, Sam.
Yo, get a pic of me.
This is like an intentional thing that Earwolf does where they are supposed to all kind of like look the same. But this is actually, this one is Kevin.
Sam's taking my picture.
Okay.
Anyway, we got some good pictures. Sam is really quite the shutterbug. And I heard the story for the most part. Julie Klausner's here. You've heard her voice. Now you hear her name. She's going to do the show with us, and we're going to make it work. So.
Yeah. Hi.
And Julie's been on the show a lot of times, and you're probably thinking like.
She gets it now. She's
right.
used to it.
You'd think, yeah.
Yes. And also, like, what more else could they do? Like, it's kind of like a lot of the threads have run dry.
Mm-hmm. Dry threads.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many times have you done the show, Julie?
Seven and a half.
Seven and a half. Mm-hmm. And you'd think maybe she is tired of it. Maybe she doesn't like it anymore. Actually, we're cool. She likes us. You think she knows her way into the studio? No.
No, I don't know my way into the studio.
She doesn't know where she is.
Both of you guys have to come down and get me.
We both have to go down.
Yeah.
And we have to get like a
wheelchair.
It's like a relay race.
Is it a wheelchair?
Yeah, no, it's a wheelchair. It's a wheel with chairs on it.
That's true.
I mean, a chair with wheels.
It's like a rickshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hayes gives me that spoon with the egg.
The spoon with the egg.
And then I put an orange between my chin and my chest.
And we do dizzy bats. We do dizzy bats where you put your nose on the bat, you spin around three times, you let the bat fall, and then you go to walk and it's like a Jamiroquai video in
here.
And
then you take off my blindfold.
Yep. And then you're cooked, baby. So anyway, we wound up in the studio. We're recording the show and you think like, well, these between the three of them, they've done it all. They've achieved everything in
show. And they
show
don't have any new ideas.
And there's nothing new under the sun. Well, sorry to tell you.
No
yes,
way.
There is.
Yes,
the
there is.
The three of us together are collaborating on a big, exciting venture, our own series, possibly, of vampire novels. And
people are doing these vampire books.
These things are brand new. They're starting to get really hot. The Harry Potter and Anna Rice and all these vampire novels, Fault in Our Stars, and the vampire novels that are out there, 50 Shades, all this stuff.
50 Shapes.
50 Shapes. And I think it's one of the shapes is a bat. One of the shapes is an old count.
Fangs.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the shapes is a young, debonair, you know, Hayes type. And so you start to see, okay, this is a trend.
Yep.
And we're.
So then I went on Kayak and I got a ticket to come out to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, you know, we're going to go all in.
You told us about the trend and we're like, all right, well, let's. Sort of invest. It's almost like The Big Short. Do you ever see that?
You mean Marty? Is that what you call Marty?
Yeah. The Big Short.
I love Marty Short.
Mm-hmm.
That was a movie, too. And what I liked of the movie is it's helping me understand monies. And it's helping me by I'm looking at this hot babe in a bathtub.
She's in the friggin'
and
tub.
I'm also mm-hmm. looking at my masculine hero, Anthony Bourdain.
Mm-hmm.
I heard yeah. the whole Here's second half I of that trust. Movie is just him talking about how much he paid for that leather jacket.
It's so weird what happens in that movie because yeah. they cut to Anthony Bourdain and they're like, he's going to explain to you this thing about the finance industry. Mm-hmm. And then they never cut away again. It's the rest of the movie.
The rest of the movie.
It's just Anthony Bourdain.
To be
Bourdain
fair, like, there are numbers. There is talk of money.
No, yeah, absolutely.
But it's all about how much the jacket was.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's him haggling for the jacket is a large part of the story. And it yes. sounds like he got yes. a great deal.
And you assume at some point that they're going to go back to all this other stuff that they've set up, all these other characters, but they never do. They Maybe. Follow
at,
him.
At minimum, let's hear the shopkeeper's side of the story who yeah. sold him this jacket
yeah.
because yes. he's you're only getting like his perspective, which is that he really took this guy for a ride.
Right.
And I don't think the guy would have sold it if he wasn't making something of a profit.
But I appreciate that it's a movie also for women as well as for men because they show the hot babe and the bathtub.
She's in a tub.
I identified
and so
with
that's
her.
That's like for the boys to understand this.
Uh-huh.
But we need a little cheesecake for the girls too.
Oh,
so
girls
here's
and cheesecake.
Anthony Bourdain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I see Bourdain, I go, that's me.
Right, and yes. I see Margot Roberts, and I think that's me.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm also...
Because I also like to take a bath when I watch movies.
And I'm looking at Margot Roberts and saying, yeah. let's get it on.
Really?
And you're looking at Anthony Bourdain and
thinking,
saying,
how much is that jacket? And if he got a good deal on it, right. then I'm going to jump his
Well, there's nothing sexier
bones.
Than getting a deal. So we're going to get a big deal, book signing deal, when we do this vampire novel.
Yeah.
And what we know the elements are romance, the undead, bats,
yep.
castles, friendship,
yeah.
young people, right? That's who's reading.
Babies.
Mm-hmm. Babies.
Babies.
And ideally, some kind of mystery. Oh, and forbidden. You know, something that's off limits.
It has to be forbidden.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be taboo.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we did a movie with Paul Scheer that was also about vampires. Again,
different.
We are not out of ideas. This
different.
Is a completely different thing.
This is a whole new thing. And
we're
we
not
did
just and we're not just realizing that now.
Oh, and we're not even also realizing that we kind of did a young adult novel thing already.
Yes.
That's not.
And I'm not. I'm also not remembering that.
Yeah.
I
and
love...
that was maybe John Daly or something. So.
I love blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember Angelina Jolie had mm-hmm. all that blood?
That was so mm-hmm. hot because when those two, when Billy Bob, first of all, I think about Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie.
Billy Bob's almost
I think
a,
about them fucking.
He's like yeah. a pre-Bourdain.
I think about them fucking and I think about her going to his shows playing rock and roll knowing that his blood is like. Like pretty close to her tits.
Right mm-hmm. on her tits. And so she's got bloody tits and we got this pre-Bourdain.
Can we just like, I know it's a little bit of a tangent.
Mm.
Or
you think it's funny when people say Target like it's fancy?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's funny because like they're not poor, but they go to
sucks.
A place that poor people can go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to talk about a little like the kind of sex that Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton used to have because I have a feeling that they did some crazy stuff.
She used
oh
to,
yeah.
Like kind of bite him a little bit.
Yeah.
Like nibble his lobes. And
yeah,
then
so
I also,
just so freaky
I think
shit.
They probably yeah. did like the Pepsi challenge, but like with their piss.
Okay, and so here is like, the kind of thing that we can put in the book, and we let the editors say whether yeah. it's going to be okay or not.
But Sean wants to kind of get back to the book.
Okay, but can I just describe what the Pepsi challenge is for people that listen to Earwolf, but they are maybe like a little younger than?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to say
sure.
me. I don't know us. You know,
it's where you try to think of someone you know who prefers Pepsi, and it's a real challenge.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so like two Dixie cups full of piss, right?
Uh-huh.
One is BBT,
mm-hmm.
one is A. Jolie. They do the old switcheroo. You've seen the videos where cats can play three-card Monty.
Yeah.
The shell game.
Mm-hmm.
The Michelle game.
Yeah. I can't tell because you're wearing sunglasses. I can't. You are facing me, but I can't tell if your eyes are closed or if you are.
I'm going to a poker game after this.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they can't tell whose piss is what.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and then they come.
I like to talk about poker. You know, I think it's something all my fans enjoy.
Your poker tips?
It's just a fun way.
Your poker stories?
Just my tips. Just like widening or tightening your range based on position, table image, the, you know, profile of your opponent. Are they loose, aggressive?
It's a likable celebrity passive? Quality.
Yeah. To play poker?
To be a
And to be good at it.
Yes. To be a pseudo-professional poker player just because you have a lot of money and can be in these places where you
waste
look
it.
Like it's your job. Like Jennifer Tilly. She's so cool. This is your thing.
Well, Jennifer Tilly's also like an intellectual. Like I think it's like, I think it's math for her. You know one of my favorite moves of hers is like she'll be smiling. Like I'm talking to you right now and I'm smiling.
Yeah,
and then she'll take her hand like up here. You know what I mean? Like above her head. And then as she brings it down to her chin,
her face is totally different. Yes. And because when you did it, it was not really on time. And before your hand even got near your face, I could see it starting
can
to
you
change.
Show me what
that's
I
why
did?
Tilly's a master.
Because she can do it so fast. Like when you do it, it's like very slow.
Well, I was trying
so
to
So you have your hand up here, you're smiling. But as you go down, you're like trying to like get it.
You got to be ready.
And do a frat.
Well, I can't trust my face to do all that, work.
That was what I was going to say is I have a palsied face.
Yes. And so you actually are having to use your other hand to kind of drag it into the right position.
I do have to use my left hand to form my face into a smile.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
But Tilly can do it just her face.
Yeah.
Speaking of it being math for Tilly, here's a really quick way to calculate your odds at any point in the hand.
Okay, and I was trying to circumvent this, but
You not want
to? But I just thought you would want to get back to the book.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the book. Maybe one of the vampires in the book is a professional poker player because a lot of those tournaments go all night.
I think they go on all night because people are so into playing poker and they just can't walk away from the table.
And there are no windows in the casino because you can't see the sun, and so that makes you
a vampire in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And they have those big cups of soda.
Yeah,
which we were talking about earlier.
Huge soda cups.
Or piss. Mm-hmm. What? Why don't you? Why are you so sex negative? I feel like every time I mention sex around you, you're doing what you're doing right now. Your eyes are getting slinty.
Well, you certainly got a large enough sample size.
I don't even know what
to
that
make
means.
That judgment. It means you're mean bringing it up a little
much.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about like urine samples. Sex and urine are not the same thing, but they also are.
Yeah, they're not different.
They come from the same spot.
They're not different.
They're in the same spot. They come out of the same spot.
And we could talk about this. It's for both.
We have talked about it.
Yes.
But not when Sean's around.
It's for going pee and for having sex.
We think.
What do you mean we think?
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Fine.
I don't know where these scientists are coming from necessarily. I'm not going to be like, this person's right and this person's wrong.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff we're reading is, yes, it is for going pee.
Most of the implications are, yes, so far that's the evidence. But just like climate change.
Yes.
I don't want to get out in front and go like, oh, yeah, it's definitely pee and sex come from the same spot. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden we're changing all these laws.
All right.
But and we can
for
say
no
that.
Reason we're losing money.
We can say that in the science book, it does say yes, it's for going.
I thought
pee.
We were making vampire books.
Well, we are
this
because
is what I've been trying
I think
to get back to.
I think the vampire could be a scientist who plays poker.
Oh,
you know, and at that point, he's got a big Pepsi cup full of blood at the table.
Okay.
And he's sort of sipping it. It's one of the big Pepsi cups like they used to have on
American Idol
or X Factor, either one. I can't remember which one had Pepsi and which one didn't. And they're drinking the blood. And they're trying to make a decision about a big hand, but also they're trying to –
I feel like we should have had this conversation before I bought a ticket.
Okay.
What do you want to
do, what
do
you think
Julie?
The vampires are doing?
Having sex.
You're like a fucking little kid.
Oh my God. See, when you said forbidden, what did you mean by that?
Forbidden?
Yeah, I meant because that seemed to me like a sexy idea.
I forbid you to
like the forbidden dance.
I think of forbidden, I think of race words I can't use anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Race-based words that I'm not allowed to use. That, you know, like that ideally like will be brought back.
Like a horse race, like it's because it's animal cruelty.
You know that's not what he means.
You know that's not what I mean.
He means like the M word.
Yeah, the M word. The Mick. Tuesdays, 8:30 on Fox. The plus threes are through the roof. The thing's a fucking runaway train.
What is she doing on that banister in that ad?
Whatever she damn well wants with the numbers she's pulling
down. I tell you what she's doing. Mm. It's grinding on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in a way a sequel to The Grinder.
She's getting off.
They replaced The Grinder in a way.
Yes.
They certainly
well,
did.
That was the thing about the show, The Grinder, is he almost never grinds up on like home furnishings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
well, and believe me, I gave that note.
And people are showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Is the grinder one of the vampires?
To see some frottage. To see some.
Is the grinder one of the vampires?
Some furniture frottage. Yes.
I love frottage. Like on a Sunday.
The Sunday frottage. And so now we have this frotteur in the poster. And so people know that they are getting some good grinding and some good frottage.
So, I'll say it a third time. Is the grinder one of the vampires? This is a character who people are already familiar with.
Yeah.
Who, let's face it, they're not doing anything with him right now.
Can the BFG be one of the vampires?
Okay. And finally, a constructive suggestion.
Thank you.
From
instead
Julie.
Of just
this
like,
why we
no,
brought
this
you
is what
in.
We
there
like instead
go.
Of just like,
okay.
No, no, no.
Oh, I love positive reinforcement
yes.
from you guys.
Mm-hmm. We do a pitch
it
instead.
Makes me feel good.
Like the BFG's in the vampire.
The BFG
book.
Is doing it. And yes. what a great way to combine two off. Supernatural elements. Imagine a giant vampire.
Yeah.
How fucked up.
The BFV.
That's so fucked up.
Big fucking vagina.
The BFGV.
It's back. It is back. It did circle back to the sexual stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's. And
So the giant baby-ish. Vampire, I guess,
it's
would be
babyish.
Fighting.
Hold on.
He
I'm,
said
I'm
it
sorry,
first.
Sean. I'm sorry,
he
Sean.
He said it first.
Sean, I apologize for interrupting you. It's babyish.
He said it
Hayes.
First. He said it was like kids. He said it was like your. It was like for little kids.
You like baby's kids. Yes. You are behaving like baby's kids, and you're totally
talking
unruly.
About
and
sex?
The theme park is going to be destroyed if we let you run amok like this.
I don't think it's babyish to talk about sex.
Come on. If we don't die, we multiply. How do you think they multiply? Somebody has to have sex to make more of those kids. That is what's going on right now is you're pulling a straight up baby's kids and it's baby-ish, as Hayes pointed out.
I feel baby shamed. And I also feel berry, berry ashamed.
Oh, Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries. We love them.
What's your
favorite Sherry's Berries?
I don't know what that is.
This will be good.
Is it a podcast? Is this like an Earwolf podcast where like Sherry?
We should do two ads. We should do two, Sean. We should do two Sherry's Berries ads. Because then they have to give it to us again.
Yes, that's right. We have to get more berries.
What is it, like Blue Apron, but it's just berries?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's not quite like that. You don't have to cook the berries. You just have enjoy them.
Yeah, so just talk about how much you like.
Okay.
Sherry's a specific, berries. Yes.
A specific what?
Just a story about a berry that you enjoy. Just like you and yeah.
Okay, like well, one time, like I took this blueberry.
Yeah, the blueberry. Yeah, you took it to what?
Now
downtown.
I can't finish the. Well, exactly. And now, as I say it out loud, I'm like, they're gonna be mad at me.
Okay,
you took it all the way down.
No, I just put it inside of me.
Yeah,
and it's a seed.
Well, that's what you do with
which
berries.
People don't know. Well, it's what I did with one.
Well.
Blueberry is a
seed. Boswick.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry is a seed. Yes.
A blueberry is a seed. That's
raspberry
important
is a flower.
Raspberry
ended up
is
in
a
the,
flower.
Ended up in the ER.
Strawberry is a bud.
But it was a mental hospital.
Bud flower seed.
An emergency mental hospital.
Yes.
Wow.
Because it was like, I was like, well, are you guys here to remove the berry? They're like, no.
No. That's helping.
Bud, flower, seed, and thistle. Bullet, weapon, warhead, missile. You know, this is a little, this is a like poem you can use to remember the difference between berries and projectiles. And it's important.
A weapon is a projectile.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
for saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It certainly can be. You know, not all thistles are berries, just as not all weapons are projectiles. But right. certainly there's overlap.
These are from scientists that you listen to that don't have any opinions about.
I'm so into
some radio lab.
Pee and sex.
There was a radio lab about this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sean is talking about a specific radio lab.
About thistles?
Yeah, thistles mm-hmm. and projectiles.
It was called Thistle While You Work?
Yeah, Thistle While I Work. And it was all about radial abs. You know when the guy lets the strong man lets a tire drive over his stomach? So
I've never managed to pull out
of a tailspin here. Let's get back to this vampire
book. I just have a quick question about radio lab because I've never seen it or heard it. I assume it's a show or a show. You know what I mean?
Radio lab?
Is it about a man who takes little transistor radios and puts them in test tubes and then like holds the test tubes up to the light?
Not exclusively.
Well, now, see, like, now I feel called out because I don't listen to this thing.
Oh, neither one of us do.
I'm just mentioning something that I've heard before.
Okay, Sean, well, guess what? Look who's outnumbered.
And now Julie's making me dig in.
He brought it up.
No, I know, but he seemed like he – well, you're outnumbered because you're the only one who watches it.
Okay. I love being outnumbered. It makes me unique. See, I don't mind being an individual. I don't have to always talk about dirty stuff to fit in.
This is you, like – what is that thing in a – because I don't drive. So is it the thing where you like go in reverse and you go in the front and then you go in reverse because you're trying to get out of a hole?
Yes.
Oh, driving.
I feel like that
– that car thing, yes, when you're in the hole.
I feel like yeah. that's what
when
you're doing.
You drive into a hole and then yeah. you're going back and forth.
What you're doing, saying unique because it's not lonely.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do this book.
We have to because we promised our publisher.
We sold the ads based on
mm-hmm. – the ads were based on us doing this book.
Was part of like this big media package.
The berries?
Really quickly, yes. We're going to do the vampire book on together.
This one. And this is our first Sherry's Berries episode.
I don't know what the fuck Sherry's Berries are.
So we have to do the book. Cannot say it.
Fine. Okay.
You can say that only – if you say that, then we have to explain to you what they are.
Great.
The vampires, like maybe they eat – raspberries and strawberries because they're red like blood, and that's like a good blood replacement. That's a way for them to not be hurting people.
Have you seen that bunny YouTube where the bunny eats a raspberry?
Bunnicula?
Yes, that could be good, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that really
because that's already a book.
Yeah, it's a brand new book about vampires, just like these other ones were saying.
We could put that book inside this book.
He eat vegetables?
I don't know. You keep asking about stuff. I have not read this book. It is something I have heard of.
So if the vampire is dating a mummy and the mummy's like addicted to painkillers or –
Oh, that's interesting.
Or the mummy's like a – or – oh, dude. The mummy's like hiding from someone in a bathroom. And then the dude's in there, like, taking a deuce.
Yes.
Oh, and then he's just I think I need to wipe, you know? Yes. And the mummy's like, oh, please don't see me.
And some of it is, like,
unrolling him.
And some of it is, like, poking out of the hiding place. Like, and he says, there's my TP.
He starts unrolling it.
Do you not get it?
I get it. I don't like it.
And the mummy's like, oh, if he unrolls anymore, they're going to be able to see my wang.
I don't know, guys. I don't feel like we're on the same page right now.
Okay.
You're jealous.
Admit that you're jealous of a really
because good story for the book. We are really getting something going here, and you wanted to be more of a part of it.
I just don't like that idea.
So you can see. Come on.
I don't.
Do you not understand?
I told you I get it.
He looks like a big TP.
Yeah, the mummy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And now that, yes.
I have a pitch.
It's berries that you get in the mail. This is what you
know, are they frozen? Are they freeze dried?
They're decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, shareable, and irresistible.
Are they frozen dried?
Oh. No, that's space berries. These are not for
You're
space.
You're thinking of space berries.
They're for sweethearts.
Yeah, this is like there's nobody more special than your Valentine.
What if the novel opens on it's like Walter White's like 50th birthday?
Oh.
And like his wife, who's like this bitch. Nobody like
doesn't want him to sell drugs.
Yes. And like
she
like
be
she's
a
like,
normie.
And she's like, happy birthday, honey. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm like 50 now, you
this
know?
Is
he's getting
good.
Older. So like she
And the food is 50.
It looks well, like, yeah, she it makes, looks so like 50.
She puts a food in front of him.
Yes.
And she makes the word 50.
This is good.
On the food. But then yes. he's like, oh, cool. Like, is this bacon? And she's like, it's veggie bacon because of yes. your cholesterol.
Yes.
Oh, and what so, a yes. bitch.
And so he's like,
he's not allowed to even have fun.
So wait yes. a minute. Like, this I'm getting good. Older and I have to eat this, like, this fucking is good. Like rabbit food.
Yes. Okay. Ugh. Going off that. Going off that.
Ugh.
He's going out. He's saying, "I bet I'm not sick today." And then he goes to the doctor, and he is now. I think he is sick.
He got sick from the food.
No.
Okay.
No.
Must have been something else.
It's got to be Benicula? From the. Yes. Is it from Benicula bit him?
But we don't say that. Him. But we just kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's in flashbacks.
Or now that's where we can
that's
put
book two.
That's where we can put the Benicula book inside our book. And now the Benicula
he
book
goes to starting. Sleep and is having a memory in his
yes,
dream.
Yes, and now we just
about
slip
Benicula?
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
And making
that,
him
that
sick.
Knocks out a lot of pages for us.
Yes.
To make it a dream?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now and then he wakes up.
Yeah.
And now he's going to see his, I think the guy is his boss.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's going to tell the boss to go shove it?
No, I might be thinking of a different guy.
Oh.
This is a guy, maybe it's his friend.
Oh, and he's like exploding the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This might have been from a later one.
Yeah.
I'd love to get back to the bitch wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, could she, like, I don't think she should be any fun at all.
No, because she wants him to be normal and not do things a little differently. Like
I think she should want him to be honest. Ugh. And, what a disgusting trait.
Yeah.
And she should just not get it that, like, it's cool to do crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of should be okay with it, but we should still be mad at her.
I think no
and
matter
she
what
she should be
she
worried
does.
About the son who has some
food
kind
poisoning.
Of problem.
Food poisoning.
Isn't it great that
food
the
poisoning?
Gap is letting him be a model?
He got oh he got sick from the food.
Yeah, the son because oh did I not explain because this Walter White character we don't
yes.
need to say right.
Yes.
We'll give him a different name. We'll steal him.
Heisenberg maybe.
Fine. He's like I don't want to eat this like rabbit food. And then his son
is Benicula.
No,
and
no,
his
no.
son is
Hold
Benicula.
On. Hold on, I'm sorry. I should. That's my fault. I should have done a better job explaining
that's
it.
That's why he dreams about him.
Just give me a second. So the Walter White character will say, "It's like I don't want to eat this rabbit food." So he takes the plate over to the dog bowl, and he just like he like t- you know how you like take a
yeah.
knife or fork and you use it as like a
and
what
the
is that
dog
called?
Is
like,
Benicula.
You use it as like a friggin' boomerang, right?
Right. So he puts the veggie bacon in the dog bowl. And then the son
dog
goes.
Turns into Benicula.
No, the son eats. From
you
the
said
dog
it's
bowl.
Rabbit food. The son eats from the dog bowl, so
yeah.
he is
oh,
Benicula
no.
after all.
Yeah. And the son becomes yeah. Benicula.
Yeah, and he gets food poisoning.
And he fights with the dog. Wow.
Let's talk
wow.
about the dog.
Okay. Yeah. Let's sort of
are thinking, like,
deepen
funny
the dog,
dog
character.
Or like, it's like, what is funny about a funny dog?
Well. If they're flying a plane in the war, I know that's a popular comic.
Which war?
Idea.
World War One. So like, a lot of those planes did not, like, there was like a 70% death rate of being a pilot in World War One because the technology wasn't really worked out.
Yeah.
And so that would make even more sense.
Funny?
They're like,
be
yeah,
funnier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These dogs are like, even on just
so you're
like
pretty
practice,
sure the dog's going to die.
Even on practice runs.
But
not
we,
even like in
like
the actual war.
Are we missing an opportunity to like say something about war?
like how awesome it is?
Or how, you know, how, or how great it is.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
badass.
Or how fucking legendary it is.
Yeah, or like, yeah. you know, this is, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but like, this is a pretty political time.
The latest okay. wars have been a couple of smashers.
Which ones?
True smashers.
A banger. The last
oh,
one
yeah.
was a fucking banger.
Dude, last one was a fucking legendary banger. Yeah. Which wars? For me.
What if we make one
the
up?
The war on drugs.
Oh.
Legend, wait for
on,
it.
The war
Barry.
On Christmas. Legend. The War on Christmas has been a fucking smasher.
How do they travel if they're not frozen?
The berries?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm the CEO of Sherry's Berries. I'll answer all the questions.
I sort of asked a pretty clear one, so.
Yeah.
Guess I'm waiting, Mr. CEO.
Yeah. Well, I have to solve all the logistics. I can't just know what
so
the company
does. So you don't have
does.
An answer.
I have to
you
know
don't
how
know.
It does.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess you don't know.
Yeah, I guess I don't. Well, and I guess that's okay.
Serve
I guess maybe I should.
Dinner guest cereal.
Why doesn't Amazon have to pay the same shipping prices that I do?
They don't?
Well, they must not, right? I mean, they can't be making a profit shipping all these heavy things for free on their Prime membership.
This is about Good Girls Revolt.
Okay.
You're still mad about it.
This is about Good Girls Revolt, yes.
I wasn't invited.
Well, when I went to march, that was what my sign said. It said, Good Girls.
Bring back Good Girls
Revolt. It said Good Girls Revolting against Good Girls Revolt. Being canceled.
Yes.
Which isn't cool. Mm-hmm.
So, for me, as one of the initial investors in The Good Girl's Guide to Divorce, I felt that Good Girl's Revolt was...
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah. Hitching their wagon to our success.
Okay.
Now... I guess this is a good time to just get out of the way, address
Girlfriend's
the
Guide to Divorce?
Concern that you were hitching your wagon to Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
No. Uh-huh. That's not true. That is not untrue.
Okay.
I, in fact, didn't even know exactly the name of that show.
I just want to mention when I was holding that sign, I was sprayed with tear gas.
Yeah. That made you sad?
Made me cry.
Mm.
But did you – it must be hard to know if it was because you were so sad about Good Girls.
I don't understand my own emotions. Right, I mean, that's a whole other episode of this podcast.
Do you want to also address the fact that some people would point out that Good Girls Guide to Divorce came out after Good Girls Revolt and Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce?
Sure. I'll talk about that.
What gives?
The soundstage flooded. Simple.
With what?
Creativity. Liberal tears.
Creativity and liberal tears and pee and
Libtards
everything.
Tears. It's true.
I'm the guy who, I don't know if you know this about me, whenever James Woods tweets, I'm the guy who is the first one in there being like, oh, I love this tweet. I just read it sipping from my liberal tears mug.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm the guy who tweets in response to that, like, oh, I just got one as well. You can get it from, like, this address. I'm both of them.
I love, like, tweeting back at people I hate and saying things like, wrong.
Yeah, that's me too.
Well, I like even tweeting back at people who I'm a fan of and going like, hey, like what you do, but this is more PC Hollywood bullshit.
Or like,
same
about,
old politics.
Or just like, how about like stick to acting, you know? Like I love saying that.
Mm-hmm. And I won't be sticking to what I'm doing, but you to my job.
To not tweeting.
I'll do politics and then my job undisclosed. And then you do acting and nothing else.
Love that.
And then how about stick to that? And I guess L.A. knows what's best for the rest of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like.
That's me too.
What? You say things like that?
You said that to me? I thought
this is
so.
Me.
I think it's such an exciting time. I think social media is on the rise and I'm so excited about it right
now.
It
is like so exciting to be. It's so good to be
peaking.
Social media.
It's like a
right
golden
now.
Age in the way that, you know, like. Yes. You know how like. You guys like, you know how there's like too many shows? On TV.
Yes.
Like, you know how like there's like it's like TV's golden
okay,
age.
Okay, I can
peaky,
admit it.
Deep, peaky TV,
we're
peaky
yeah,
blinders.
It's like deep peak. It's like deep peak
mm-hmm,
blinders.
Deep peak.
So it's almost like in a way, social media is better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it on there
so
sometimes.
Much.
TV.
Sometimes I go on Twitter and it is TV as well.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's a couple guys.
I just think Twitter is so great right now, and I am so. Excited about who's that hot guy that was like
Steve Bannon
punched in the face? No, the other one.
Yeah,
hot guy. Yeah, that guy's so hot. Like, what, is he a singer or like?
Yeah, I think he is a singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of the singers. Sanjaya, maybe. I like when I'm watching TV on my social media. And I'll be like watching
Spencer Breslin.
Yes, Spencer Breslin. I think he's dreamy. As and that other guy with the funny mutts, Gavin McLeod. I love those two. You know why? They're hot and they're funny and like yes. they're smart. Like they don't they speak opinions and like I think it's really cool.
Glad Cale Hartman found a place to land.
I was surprised Phil Hartman.
I was nervous.
I didn't know that Phil Hartman had a son and I didn't realize that his mother was cocaine.
Yeah, I was nervous. I thought, is everybody going to shut the door on this guy?
Where is this guy going to find a home?
He landed on his feet. And you know what else is really funny and cool is that you guys are selling those t-shirts that say, like, this is the only kind of kale I'll have in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a double meaning.
Mm-hmm. It's in, like, the Yale font.
Yeah.
Then it says kale.
But it says kale
with a C. Yeah. If you asked me from my notes, I would have said maybe, like, that's confusing. But it's...
You're glad that we did it.
Well, yeah. I'm glad it exists that there's certain details, like fonts are not my, I'm not a font girl, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fonzie.
Got my degree fancy. From Kale. Well, what I was going to say is sometimes I'll be watching a show, name a show.
Freezer Madness or something?
Freezer Madness. I'm watching it, and I'm going like, these people all look like people. So then I'll go on my social media, and I'll watch it through Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
And now they all look like fucking freak dogs or some shit. Oh, like
silly dogs?
Shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I wonder what everyone I know looks like with this.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I go like, I hope that they don't just sort of amuse themselves with it, and it's for me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like, I can't watch like Goodfellas anymore unless everybody on it has like a Snapchat filter
like
on their
alien
face.
Alien head, yeah.
Or just like those funny. It's because it's funny when you think about like what is a dog, and it's really just a snoot and ears.
Mm-hmm.
I can make you look like a dog if I just put a snoot and ears on you.
Yeah, I was also by snoot and ears. It's an offshoot of Sherry's Berries. Prom season's coming up. Please do get a silly dog flower for your tux. It's a snoot and ear. And if you hurt yourself pinning it on, they will pay your medical bills. So Sherry's Berries coming soon, Snoot and Ears. Go to www.snootandears.com/handbook/ we'll pay your medical bills if you hurt yourself pinning
this on. The sharp part is so big.
It's huge.
It's like an ice pick.
It's huge. Yes,
it goes straight out. And there's no way to fold it in.
Well, there's no other end for it.
To be honest with you, I think that's like a way of people getting around the old gun ban in high schools. Like,
yes.
Like the nanny states, like, don't bring your guns to prom.
Yeah. I'm just dressed fancy. I don't have a weapon, but then
you can use it as an arrow.
Yeah, you can. It's another projectile. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like seed, thistle.
This again.
Bud and flower.
It's like he's freestyling.
Snoot and ear.
Slowly.
Firepower. You know, and it's... It's a little rhyme to remind
that the snoot and ear is firepower.
This was a cool movie. At the end, everything we'd seen would like correspond to the garbage he just said.
Yeah.
And every scene would like have his voiceover and he'd be like, firepower, like, oh, that's when like, you know, Jennifer Beals like her pussy exploded.
To be inside your mind.
Eli Roth. Yeah.
It's just to crawl in.
Eli
there.
Roth was my rabbi. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah. So I just want to stop down during this episode. I know we're in sort of a flow.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, we've received some criticism for some of our prior episodes where it's felt a little free association, stream of consciousness, you know, grasping onto one thing, realizing it's not anything.
We hear you.
That this is sort of a make good.
Yes.
For some of the episodes we've done together, you know, me, Hayes, and Julie, where it's not organized. It doesn't have a singular theme that's consistent.
It's not linear.
It feels a little all over the place.
Right.
And finally, we have plotted out.
We've sold this vampire book.
Mm-hmm. And we're staying on task. And I just want to say, you're welcome. We heard you.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for the notes.
And thank you for listening. And thank you for being a fan. And thank you for making us better. Because this is actually why we do it.
Sometimes I think I'm bisexual. And I just am like, no, I just want to look like Raquel Welch.
Oh. Well, speaking of Welch's grapes, that reminds me of Berries and Sherry's Berries. And if you're not ordering these things for your sweetie, then you're sour.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? By the way, I feel like you guys.
Advertisers, listen to the whole show. Do not just listen to the ads. We are talking about your product within the show.
We're not doing the ads in the ads. That's the part people skip because they know they're ads. Branded. We do the ads in the show. Right,
in the middle of the show.
They think it's a show.
And they don't know how long we're going to talk about it, so they can't jump ahead.
Branded.
No, because we bring it up every couple minutes.
Yes.
I feel like you guys haven't talked about your sweeties in a while.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, boy, mine's a little mad at Serena.
Why? What did Serena do?
Serena beat her record.
Mm-hmm.
Most Grand Slams. So, don't feel great.
Right.
Mine is mad because I've been calling her Sherry Ann Moss in an effort to be promoting Sherry's Berries Advice.
In your house?
Personal.
In your home?
Home, yes. Mm-hmm. So, I won't stop.
So both of your both of your sweeties are like
our sweeties are salty.
Got it.
It's always because
Steffi, I've been calling her Lingonberry Graff.
Why?
Just because Sherry's berries or whatever.
And they don't have lingonberries.
No. But she's like German or something or Swiss. So it's like that feels like that kind of places berry.
Mm-hmm. Are they all strawberries? I think they are. It doesn't say though.
It doesn't.
No.
Wouldn't it just be called Sherry's Strawberries?
Kevin,
no, they're not strawberries.
Google me this, Kevin. It's like the Riddler in the 21st century. Kevin.
Yeah.
Is my Sherry's berries all strawberries?
Yes. And I also want to
address. Why don't they want to say that?
The note some people have given that some of the episodes, regardless of whether Julie's here, feel like they're being made for us, not for anyone else. And it's like, well, they're at least being made for Sherry's Berries at this point. Can we acknowledge that?
Let's meet in the middle on this. Okay, yes. It may not be for you, the person who's listening,
the audience,
unless you are Sherry's Berries.
Mm-hmm. And I hope
listen to the whole episode. Are you crying, Julie?
I just been thinking about how sometimes I think I have an eating disorder, but then I'm just like, it's okay. I just want to eat fruit all the time.
Yeah, berries. That's good. This is helping.
And
us.
Then, like, it's like.
That's good. That it's Sherry's. It's a good kind of eating disorder. All you want to eat
like,
is
it's like the only kind. But you know what? The only kind of fruit I like
is Sherry's berries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
By the way, it's Sherry Shepherd, right?
I'm sorry. Amount of spit.
I just spit all over Sean because I'm trying to make him like me.
It was like that. Jurassic Park
episode.
Yeah,
that first episode of Jurassic episode Park one. Where you meet all the characters.
Jurassic Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
Where the dinosaurs like have like interviews to camera.
Paul Schneidersaurus or whatever. Jurassic Parks and Rec.
Funny
Jurassic
die.
Parks and Shrek.
Gadoosh. That's a funnier die.
Yeah.
Gadoosh.
I don't get that.
I've never seen a funnier die.
You never heard the gadoosh?
I don't think so.
Oh my god. Gadoosh. They say that at the beginning of the Funny or Die. It's funny. It's
Kevin, you know about Gadoosh?
Play it.
Find it.
Is that how The Big Short opens too?
No.
All right. Well, seems like it should.
Well, you'll get no argument from me.
At the end of The Big Short, is the audience asked to vote on whether it's funny or die?
Yes, that absolutely is
got
the
it.
Ending.
You though. Have a clicker.
You have to stick around for the whole credits.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And are there outtakes too or no?
Yeah, there's outtakes of Bourdain just like trying on different leather jackets and telling a story about those. He owns like 700 of them. And they all look the same.
What else is happening with you? What's it like?
What are you doing?
Doing a show.
Yeah, how's the show?
It's so great. I'm so blessed. You know, it's so surreal and I'm just over the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good Talk dish. About space.
All I do is eat Provigil and berries. So I'm functioning great.
Provigil, that's like jet fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Like our dog hero in our book.
Yeah, and if you like grind it up, get back to the grinder, I guess.
Yeah.
You sprinkle it over Sherry's berries like it's, you know, sweet and low.
Uh-huh.
And then that's all I need. And then I go to the writer's room and I fucking like, you know, crack skulls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I break story.
Mm-hmm.
I kill it.
Yeah. Smash then, jokes, break stories, crack skulls.
And then I crush it.
And deliver the goods.
Yeah. So I guess I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
All righty then. Remember? So just to go over a quick character sheet for us, we have the grinder, we have the dog who's a fighter pilot.
The Mick.
We have the kid who's Benicula, the Mick's in it.
The bitch wife.
Mm-hmm. The bitch wife, piece of shit. We got the Walter White / Heisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
We got like a
Billy Bob and Angelina.
Billy mm-hmm. Bob, Anthony Bourdain. Margaret sure, yeah. Roberts.
Who's the Fritage character? Is that the grinder? Like specifically, like
Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Fritage.
Remember?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
All righty then. Let's talk a little bit more about your show, though. So when you're done crushing it,
mm-hmm.
then you got to show up on set, and then what?
Yeah.
Then what happens? Just to let us inside.
Then I'm just sort of like, you know what's interesting is then I start killing it.
Can I tell you?
What happens if you're like doing a sex scene and mm-hmm. the guy gets a boner?
This is what happens. I look up to the sky and I make like prayer hands and I go, thank you.
Yeah, so you get to feel thank the boner.
You. I go, thank you.
Through like some tape or something? What do they do? Like put some tape
it's
on
it's mostly
it?
Masking tape, but I like having like a – well, because there's always going to be a gaffer on set, mm-hmm. you know? So we'll use a little gaffer tape.
Hayes has been infected by this.
The acting bug?
Foul.
Do they have to dry it off to get the tape on?
That's a great question.
Blast a hair dryer on it. That's on what I would think would work before you put the tape on because it has to be dry. It can't be all
the
wet.
The tape, you mean.
Because it's naturally very
I'm
wet.
I'm confused about what you're asking about.
No,
what's
not the
drying
tape.
Off?
No, the thing. The guy's thing.
Oh.
You have to. It has to be dry so the tape will stick.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not it, like because normally it's. Because
it's resting in goo.
Yes.
I've
normally,
never. Oh, like
normally
a,
it's very gooey and wet.
Like aspic?
Yes, like an yeah. aspect.
You know, I've never been good. There for that part of the process because they like to have privacy or whatever.
Right, when they this? Bring you out.
It's already dried off. It's dried off and strapped down, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I say this and congratulations if you stuck around? I really do get mad at this thing that I see lately where people say, hey, you should check out Hollywood Handbook. And somebody will go like, I tried it, but I can only stand like 20 minutes of that inside showbiz joke. This fucking show is literal nonsense. Like, I understand if you don't like it. I don't think I would. But to be like, it's inside showbiz, it's like, well, then you only read the fucking title.
Right.
Because we haven't talked about showbiz for 2.5 years. This is the closest we've gotten. So, you know, like, I get it. You don't have to like it, but just change the note.
Have a better reason.
Okay. So what else happens on your show?
You know, I'm so blessed. It's such a thrill. It's so surreal. And
is Billy going to be beating anyone up this season?
With a crowbar?
Yeah. Is he going to crack open somebody's skull with a crowbar and just eat the juice out of the inside of their brain?
Like a zombie?
Yeah. Santa Clarita Diet?
Finally, a zom-com.
Is it a zombie show or is it about cannibalism or is that both like the same coin?
Zom-com.
People are starting to ask about this.
Zom-com.
And then people are also people like, are is it a real diet?
People are unwilling to resolve this question by watching the show. I've been invited.
They just ask.
I always thought Drew Barrymore's last name was Scary.
Scarymore?
Barrymore.
Oh.
Barrymore what? Freaking bodies because you're a zombie?
Unpack that.
Is she doing a zom-com?
Sorry, did I spit on you again?
No, it was just the once that you spit a huge wad.
It wasn't a wad.
It was a mega wad.
Come on, it was like a –
I was wearing a mitten all of a sudden come made on. Out of spit.
Come on. So there you go. You could like – you don't need any tape. There you go. Wow. Look how much Sean hates thinking about sex when
I'm not
bring it up.
Comfortable with it as a concept.
Oh, right.
And I never have been.
I keep forgetting that about you guys, that you hate sex.
That's not my cup of tea.
I know you guys don't
My cup of tea is tea. You know, whatever happened to that's how we enjoy ourselves at night. You get you and your loved one get together on the couch. You put the hot water on until it starts to whistle, and then you throw some leaves in there and give it some flavor.
The dish.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.